The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Riggins, you're excited about it snowing today, right? Aren't you? You've been talking about how you want it since it's just on Friday and then Saturday.
Yeah, I'm good for like 12 hours of it, but I heard it's more ice than snow. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, they just changed that in the forecast.
Did they?
Yeah, because up until yesterday, I think it was supposed to just be snow.
Oh.
But then my wife's, I don't know, I think at this point he's just her spiritual advisor. He's a meteorologist in town, and it started out with my wife just liking his videos that he did on social media and all, and how good he was at predicting and doing the whole thing. And then now I think she looks to him to, you know, pick hairstyles for her and stuff. He's just like all knowing Brad Panovich.
Yeah. Weather Brad.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
I mean, you know, when I had some, when I still had a little bit of clout as a local celebrity in Charlotte, I could have arranged a meeting between the two of them or something, but
yeah.
Now I don't have that kind of pull. But I mean, she's seriously a fan of his. It's like, really? She's as big a fan of his as she is those stupid reality show people.
You're kidding.
Does she call him her Brad?
Yeah.
Don't mess with my Brad.
Yeah. my little Brad Panovich said.
He was on social media yesterday trying to sell his sleds, and he said, "Don't try to lowball me. I know what I got." Because people, you know, people can't buy sleds. Yeah. They're sold out everywhere because in our area, you don't really get a lot of opportunities to go sledding. So the ones that were available are gone.
Yeah.
I love that. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Man. Lindsay, you found them for your children, though. You say you spent a fortune on them?
I not only spent a fortune, I took a lot of my day to find these. I went to about 8 Walmarts.
Ew.
And finally I found two. There were two left, and they're made of they're called foam gliders. I don't even know if they really work.
Oh, no.
But I snatched them up because that's all we had. Now, our neighbor had given us, his kids are in college, so he gave us all their sleds. Kyle threw them out because he's like, it never snows here. Like, what are we, know?
Yeah.
So he threw them out a couple of years ago, and we should have just kept them. But
yeah, it's tough to store those when you don't get it off. You're like, what am I going to do with these sleds? We'll just buy new ones.
Yeah.
You know, but when the time comes, you're like, dang, I wish I had kept those.
But it's not the type of snow like in the north where you need a full, like a sled with the rails on it and all of that. So you're just talking about the little plastic boat looking things?
Yeah, I have a picture on my phone. I don't know if y'all can see it, but one's a rocket ship and one's like a unicorn. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are cool. They're just little boogie board looking things.
Yeah. So we'll see. I bought snow boots for both kids because they didn't have any, snow pants for both.
Yeah.
And they obviously have big jackets, but it's just like, you got to prepare so much. So I hope we get a lot because at this point I'm $150 in, like I'm going to need some snow.
Man. And then trying to come back in the house and strip all that stuff off and it's wet and go put it in front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
You know.
And then 15 minutes later, they want to go back outside.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be all day.
And Kyle started getting sick yesterday. So let me tell you who's going to be taking them kids out.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, you'll be all right.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
You'll take some cute pictures.
It. Yeah. You'll be. And they really won't want to stay out there for long periods of time.
Right.
It's the going in and out that's probably going to bug you. But my daughter wasn't like that. She was like, she wanted to go out, play for a few minutes and then come in and, you know, go back to watching TV or whatever. She was really little. She wouldn't want to stay out there.
Same. Yeah. Who wants to be cold and wet? Not me.
You know, just like, she would lose interest in the pumpkin carving about 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
You know, at Halloween. And then just
why you're so good at it now. Yeah. Cause you had to finish them all.
Had to do the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's fun because it never happens. So the fact that it's like one day on the weekend, it's just perfect. And I hope people get out and get to enjoy a little bit of it. I know they say we're going to get a lot of ice, which isn't as fun. But hopefully, get out there with your kids.
I'm about to put that peppermint rum chata in some hot chocolate. Okay.
Mm. Oh yeah. 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 I have a big bottle of that.
Oh, it's good. Mm-hmm. You have the regular rum chata, not the peppermint.
No, I have peppermint too.
Oh, you do? Cause yeah. You don't love peppermint.
Somebody gave it to me. And I thought Jody would want it in stuff, but you know, I guess I just got to slip it to her without her knowing it, get her all drunk.
If you want to bring it to me, I love it.
Y'all ever mix a apple cider alcoholic drink with the Fireball?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
My mom got me on that one.
It's also good if you put Malibu coconut rum in hot chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I've never heard someone say, my mom got me onto that liquor drink.
That's true. <Yeah. laughs>
My mama hooked me up.
She hooked me up with that.
That is funny. Yeah, you don't ever hear that.
No?
That's great.
But I like a spirited hot beverage.
Same.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Okay. I want you to go back. When we were on the show, we were somewhere... And I feel like you had some, because I know I did.
I don't know
where we were, some event around Christmas. We were all drinking something hot.
Hmm. What is a hot toddy? Is that any, that just refers to a kind of drink?
No. Oh, yeah, it's a hot toddy is the same as like a Bloody Mary. It's its own drink.
Oh, it
but
is?
People have used it to describe other alcohol, spirited hot drinks, but there, if you Google hot toddy, they'll give you it'll be a specific recipe. And I think it's made with bourbon and orange peel or oranges, okay. Something like that. But it was usually used for medicinal purposes. Yeah,
I had heard that. Is it good?
No.
I think tea's not. In it too, right?
Yeah, like maybe hot tea and hot bourbon tea. And uh-huh. Yeah, but it just became a general term like Coke.
Yeah, I feel like I had heard that.
For all soft drinks.
It's a hot toddy. Just Googled it and it says, occasionally called the Southern cough syrup. Oh, man.
So bourbon and orange peel. Is it actually hot?
Yeah.
It is warm.
What is the recipe, Lynn?
There's actually no tea in it. I don't know why I said that, but it's liquor, water, honey, lemon, and spices.
Yeah. So okay. Cinnamon, maybe put a cinnamon stick in it with water and liquor and lemon and honey.
It sounds like a Theraflu, but with bourbon in it.
Yeah, it just tastes better.
Well, and there's people going back and forth. Is it better with Captain Morgan rum or bourbon, like Crown Royal?
Ooh.
Yeah, so the original is bourbon or whiskey.
Okay.
Because I don't think they had... Puerto Rican spiced rum, in the cowboy days.
Yeah, right.
Right. They're saying it's way better with Captain Morgan.
Well, I mean, if you're drinking it for taste, but there's so many hot beverages you could drink for taste. But I could see that being, if you're not feeling well, because it just puts you to sleep. You know, you put a heavy dose of bourbon in that and the other stuff. It just kind of make you go to sleep. And then you feel better when you wake up. So they think it's medicine.
I've never had bourbon like that. Does it make you tired? Like the bourbon kind of.
Well, I guess a shot of bourbon is going to have a deeper effect on you than a shot of Captain Morgan, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I can drink a lot of Captain Morgan and be okay, but. I can't drink a lot of bourbon and be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, just think though, if you're going to make a hot beverage with alcohol in it, how much better that hot chocolate and Malibu coconut rum sounds? How much better would that taste? Or good apple cider?
I think I'm more into the hot chocolate with the coconut, the Malibu, than the peppermint. Mm-hmm. And I never had thought about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like a almond joy. I mean, minus mm-hmm. almond, but.
Yeah.
Mounds, if you will.
Yeah, it'd be like a mounds. So do you have both of those things in your home, Lynn?
I don't. I don't have Malibu.
Well, when you drop those kids off at school, get you some. Well, you'd be snowed in and drunk all weekend.
I wish they were going to school.
Oh, that's right. They don't go today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to start drinking now.
And Kyle's sick, so here we are.
Well, tell him to go get you some.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he out running around? But the liquor stores won't be open when he's finished getting his tires.
Well, yeah.
He's got to get tires today.
Actually, I'm picking him up at, you know, early, bringing him home, and then taking him back. So on our way back,
Okay. And it's a really manly drink, so he may want some too.
Listen, he drinks peppermint mochas at Starbucks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's fine on the frou-frou.
Oh, wow. Make sure when y'all are out, you get him some tampons while you're at it.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So I don't know if y'all keep up. Riggins, I know you do keep up with a lot of the real news stuff, world news. But the country of Great Britain is becoming less and less of a free nation. You know, they're arresting people for putting up something they consider, they deem offensive on social media and stuff. I mean, it's England, Great Britain, and is no longer the second freest nation in the world, as it used to be, because it used to be us, obviously, at the top of the hill, and then they were, you know, behind us, a distant second, because they're socialists. But yeah, the days of Lady Thatcher are far gone, I can tell you that. Well, there's a town in the UK that has just blocked a pizzeria from opening and starting their business there.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because they feel that the kids in their town are already too fat.
You're kidding.
No. So they won't give this place permits and all of that to open their business in that town because their kids are so fat.
Incredible.
Is it weird that I kind of like that?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
But I understand how British kids can be fat because the food is so awful.
Terrible.
I mean, you know, I'm eating healthy stuff now, and I don't mean just like when I used to keep a clean diet to lose weight and work out and all that stuff. You know, I'm trying to get rid of the preservatives. I follow the whole Make America Healthy Again thing, even though everybody goes, oh yeah, you're doing the JFK Jr. thing. Well, no, I'm not, because he's a liberal. I don't care what he did in the last election. We appreciate the help and all, but RFK Jr. is a liberal. But a lot of that stuff now is making sense to me. Mm-hmm. So it's awful.
Yeah.
You know, they do make foods that are better, you know, than they used to be, that are, you know, made with things other than preservatives and that sort of stuff, but it's not the real thing. I mean, we had a discussion this morning about people ordering pizzas on Fridays more than any other day. And I can't wait until I can have a pizza as a cheat meal or something.
Sure.
Just heck yeah.
Dying to have it.
Yeah.
But you can't block businesses from opening because, you know, the kids are fat.
The kids.
And you're stealing their joy because, you know, this is the best dang food they're going to get is the pizza.
But yeah, I'm wondering, though, how good pizza is in the England, UK.
But it can't be that hard. I mean, we used to make English muffins or bread with marinara and cheese in the toaster oven, and it was good. I mean, how hard can it be?
You know? Yeah, it can't be as good as American pizza, I'm sure of that. But also, it's like, well, that's now you're saying the parents can't buy pizza because kids aren't going in.
Yeah. And or people pizzas. Who don't have kids.
Yeah.
Are not, you know, they can't have a pizza place in their town.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's lame.
You're stealing the joy.
Yeah, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't spark joy.
No, it doesn't.
Joy thieves.
You know, one of the oldest fast food restaurants in the UK is a place that, and it's still serving, but their big dish is jellied eels.
A fast food.
Yeah. It's the original fast food place in I think it's in London, but yeah, that's what they serve. Jellied eels and gravy and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh. And I don't know what that even means.
Do you know what an eel is?
Yeah, but jellied? It
looks like it sounds. It looks like a lot of gelatin around chunks of eel, and then they serve it with mashed potatoes and gravy. On the plate, it is maybe the most repulsive thing you've ever seen, but some people still love it.
And they have a drive through and everything like our fast food places? Or is this more like a fast food that's like Zaxby's, they say, is not fast food, Showmars is not fast food.
Yeah. I don't know. Where I don't remember if
it's faster than a regular restaurant, full service restaurant, but
yeah.
I just can't imagine pulling up to a drive through and them handing you a bag full of eels.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, I'm looking
and trying to drive and eat it. Pass me some of that jelly eel.
Yeah. I mean, it is vile looking.
Okay. And it's not spreadable then.
No, it's like chunks, like the, you know, like pieces of sushi, almost like little round chunks in jelly and then mashed potatoes. I guess the point being that, their food sucks.
And so what is the green part? What is that?
I think that's their gravy. It must have herbs in it.
Green gravy. Okay.
Yeah, it must have like some kind of herb in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Now, I know y'all make fun of me that I eat everything, but that is something I would not eat.
Yeah. So you'd try it. What, or is that the jelly eel part?
That was the jelly
eel. In the bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, what was the thing that they were putting the gravy over?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
No, I would not try that. Ugh, I almost threw up when he said it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so gross.
Now, I've eaten eel. You know, it's like a sushi place.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But I mean, to jelly something, right? You know, you gotta.
who took an eel? Yeah, right. Who took an eel and was like, I'm going to jelly this. What about a strawberry, sir? No.
What is right. that? Because I do like every now and then a savory jam, you know, like a bacon jam that goes on a burger or something like that, a little sweet to it, but savory. But I never thought of using seafood as I usually try to make sure that the seafood is not gelatinous. You know?
It's so gross.
That's the number one rule. If the seafood has gotten gelatinous, get rid of it.
I can't even hear that.
Yeah. Said they've been serving the traditional jellied eel since 1862, and not much has changed since. It's one of London's oldest fast food restaurants. They also serve those pies and mash.
Yeah.
Mash.
You know, I like that Alton Brown, celebrity chef guy, and his show Good Eats that he used to have, which would give the history of whatever food he was focusing on that episode. And he did one on meat pies one day and went all the way back into and did the little skit in old England about how the meat pie was created, and it looked disgusting.
Did it look gross? Yeah,
the first ones are just terrible.
Gross.
So this doesn't look far from that. I mean, he said it's been since 1860 something, whatever. Yeah.
We've made advancements. They didn't have no Fruity Pebbles back then.
No.
You're damn right.
Cocoa but, Pebbles. You know, I've told y'all that when we went to Australia to cover the Olympics that year, that even the fast food was different tasting. Like a Burger King Whopper tasted different in Sydney than it does here. It's a little gamier and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother spent 6 months in Australia, and he said the food was bad, but the Chinese food was really good.
Yeah, they have a huge Chinatown in Sydney.
Yeah, he said he ate Chinese most days because it was sort of the safest thing, and it tasted the best.
Yeah.
Succulent Chinese meal.
See, now I'm craving that. I want me a big old-ass poo-poo platter.
For four. I went to a friend's last night, and they had gotten a family meal from Panda Express. Oh my God.
Panda's good.
Oh my God.
Real good.
Last time I went to Panda Express, we went to the drive thru to order, and they said, I'm sorry, we're out of chicken.
Oh, you're kidding.
And we said, okay. Well, what about, and then she interrupted me on the speaker again. Pretty much, we're out of everything except rice.
Oh.
I was like, well, why are you somebody going to come in here just to buy some rice?
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Dang, they're busy.
They must be.
I should try this place.
You ever Panda Express?
I'm not sure where one is, if I've ever seen one.
It's like fast food Chinese.
Ooh, they did Chinese food burritos a while back, and people said they were delicious.
Chinese food burritos. You hear that, neighbors? Friends? This week's special at the Panda Express is Chinese burritos.
Well, I believe call those egg rolls, my friend. You know, the little Chinese burritos.
The mini burritos.
Tiny little Chinese burritos. You dip them in the sweet and sour.
Give me that Szechuan.
And I love them old sticky chicken nuggets they have.
Ooh, boy.
Sesame chicken.
Yeah.
No.
Sticky chicken nuggets.
Them Chinese chicken critters.
That's what they have, Chinese chicken critters.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.